I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1171, Battling Bitterness. Let's talk today about a huge stumbling block to healing our hurts and putting the past in the rearview mirror. In one word, it's bitterness. What is bitterness? Bitterness is anger and resentment that, because they haven't been handled properly, harden. Did you hear that? Anger and resentment that you don't do anything with in an appropriate way, and it just hardens in your soul. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's really hard to genuinely love when we're holding on to bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 puts it this way: see to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. Did you see it? Bitterness is a root. You may be cutting down all of the obvious sins and snares, all of the stumbling blocks to a new life in Jesus, but there's this root, and you can't see it, and other people can't see it, only God can see it, and it's not in plain sight, and yet it causes trouble, and many are defiled by it. It's bitterness. Well, brothers and sisters, you and I are called to something radical. The antidote to bitterness is love and forgiveness. Jesus said, love your enemies. You say, that's impossible. That's unrealistic. No way. People can't love their enemies. At least that's the assumption. And yet the kind of love here we're talking about is not they're your best friend, you're going to take them on vacation, you know, you hang out all the time. This is agape. This is God's unconditional, undeserving love that is given anyway. That's what we're talking about. One person defined this agape love as a commitment to seek the highest good of the other person. And you see, bitterness is exactly the opposite of that. Bitterness is an attitude not of seeking the highest good, but wanting to get even. It's an attitude of extended and intense anger and hostility that hasn't been dealt with properly, and so it hardens in our soul, and we don't want the best for the other person. It's a result of not forgiving that bitterness occurs in our heart. It's letting that hurt and anger grow until the pain and resentment sours your life. And it's so toxic. It's so harmful. We're told all over the place to kill it. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 4:31 and 32, all bitterness, not some, not a part, not the easy ones, but all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander must be removed from you along with all malice. So he includes kind of all of it. And then in verse 32, he gives the antidote to bitterness. Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Someone said bitterness is like drinking poison and then waiting for the other person to die. There's a story about a traveler making his way with a guide through the jungles of Burma. They came to a shallow but wide river and waded through it to the other side. When the traveler came out of the river, numerous leeches had attached to his torso and legs. His first instinct was to grab them and pull them off, but the guide stopped him, warned him, and said, if you pull those leeches off, they're only going to leave tiny pieces underneath your skin that will eventually infect you in a horrible way. The best way to get rid of those leeches, the guide said, is to bathe in the warm balsam bath for several minutes. Then the leeches would release their hold on your body. Well, when I've been significantly injured by another person, I can't simply yank the injury from myself and expect all bitterness and malice and wrath and slander and all that to be gone. Because resentment hides under the surface like a root. The only way to become truly free of the offense is to forgive others by bathing in the soothing bath of God's forgiveness for me, Ephesians 4:32. When I finally fathom the extent of God's love for me, then forgiveness flows naturally out of me. I don't think it's a coincidence that forgive contains the word give, do you? One of the most giving things you can give to another person is forgiving them the wrong they did to you. It's not easy. It's the very nature of us to want to fight back, not give back. Most gifts involve a sacrifice of time or money, but forgiveness can't be measured in terms of either. It involves laying down our justifiable anger. I have a right to be angry or hurt or to be in pain. And instead extending grace, seeking the highest good to the person who caused you to be angry, hurt, or in pain. In many ways, forgiveness is giving yourself to someone else, not to that other person, but to God who loved you first. Let's pray. God, you know that sometimes I'm troubled by thoughts and feelings of anger and resentment and bitterness. You also know why. And you know how deep the hurt goes and how long I've lived with it. But I don't want to live with it any longer. I don't want to be an angry, resentful, bitter person. With your help, I release my anger into your hands. I surrender my resentment. I let go of my bitterness. Help me to keep letting go again and again as those toxic emotions return. Free me, Lord Jesus. In your name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1172. In the meantime, when we forgive, we're doing what Jesus would do, did do, and still does. Hanging on the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." At the time, he was extending grace to the undeserving men and women who mocked him and tortured him and crucified him, the greatest human injustice in history. If Jesus can do it, then Jesus and us can do it. How are you doing at battling bitterness?